From the fight capital of the heavyweight division in Central Europe to boxing rings around the world, this is OTG, Heavyweights of Boxing Talk, the first official spin-off series of the On the Grind Boxing Podcast on the On the Grind Talk Radio Network. Join your host, Nino Schelling, each week as he's joined by a member of the On the Grind Boxing team to bring you the best in heavyweight boxing talk. And now, here's Nino.
Welcome to OTG Heavyweights of Boxing. For this week, I got my man D. Willow Wilson here, so straight back from New York. Hey Willow, how's it going?
It's going good, Nino. Yeah, like you said, straight back from New York. Wonderful time. Got to meet up with Syme. Got to meet Patty for about 2 seconds. got to meet with D. So we had a good time. Janelle, of course. So, man, good fights, good card, good time with my OTG fam.
So it wasn't the first time you met those guys, was it?
Yeah, no, the only person I met was Janelle. So me and Janelle went to the Ward fight. Everybody else didn't make it. So yeah, those first time I met Patty, Syme. Syme told me to tell everybody that he's not a little guy, but you know, when I met him, he's not a big guy either. So you know.
Yeah, I saw the picture of you four guys.
Right, right. As you could see, I was the bigger guy. You know.
Yeah, you and Janelle.
But, you know, yeah. D's a little short guy. Let everybody know, you know, D's a little short guy. He's not short, but he's not big. Like, you would probably like his voice sounds. But D's a very cool guy. Syme is just like he sounds on the radio. I mean, on the podcast.
Yeah.
Back in the day when he did it, he's full of energy, always cracking jokes. Man, we had a good time, man. It was good meeting everybody. So now all I got is you and RC left, man.
Yeah. I'll come over if there is a good fight next year or something. So, did you meet any famous guys over there? Some boxers or?
No. I was there with the wife. So, you know, we were doing a lot of just sightseeing and stuff. So, I wasn't there early. I didn't meet anybody. The most famous guy I met was, I didn't meet him. Well, it wasn't the first time I saw him, was EK. Mm-hmm. So, I got to talk to EK for a little bit.
Okay. Because
he's not really famous.
Yeah. D was picturing himself with Kovalev, so.
Yeah, I think they went to the fight before the fight that was on Friday. So yeah, I didn't get into.
Okay.
Yeah, they went to the fight on Friday with Patty. I guess the Irish guy was out there fighting, so I think that's where they were.
Probably. All right, so people are, of course, talking about the decision in this fight. So there seems to be a split between, I don't know, maybe the Euro guys who liked Golovkin in that fight. So over there, where I'm at, people weren't really upset with the decision. So many people had Golovkin winning, broadcast team, the German broadcast team, and all the experts had him winning. So there's not much controversy over here. But from the reactions I got from the States and Syme, who is bombarding me with text messages.
Are they all racial?
No, he's just slamming GGG. So the majority of the US fans seem to favor Jacobs in that one.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't say majority of the US fans because D, you know, there's a line, there's a thin line, like, you know, in the US, you know, I don't know what exactly is, but there's a line. So there's guys that think Jacobs won. There's guys that think, a Triple G one. And it's like, I don't know. You know, I watched the fight twice. I had them when I was there live.
Yeah.
I had Triple G winning 3 rounds.
Okay.
When I watched it again, I had him winning 4 rounds. Mm-hmm. So I think I had it 115, 112 for Jacobs. You know, body work, it seems like body shots don't count anymore. It seems like, you know, if everybody's got this, you know, Triple G did a lot of jabbing in some rounds. Those are the rounds I gave him. like Triple G wasn't doing anything. He was coming forward. He looked, at some points, he looked just as bad as Wilder, throwing crazy shots, they closing his eyes, throwing crazy shots. You know, he got in there with the athlete and he's exposed. He got exposed. So win, lose, or draw, whatever you think, I think Triple G got exposed. Now, when I say exposed, people are like, oh, exposed, what do you mean? You know, he didn't get exposed. He's still one of the best. Yeah, Triple G is still a top fighter, but he's not elite because Danny Jacobs is not elite. And Triple G, this was his hardest fight, and he didn't, I mean, and he looked crazy in there sometimes. So no matter what we think, because these two guys are in the middleweight division, which is crap, you know, one of the worst divisions, probably second to, well, I don't know about the lightweight division like Bantam and all that crap. Nobody really cares about that. But like cruiserweight and middleweight, nobody really, you know, if Triple G wasn't there, nobody would really care. And they shouldn't care anymore because the best guy isn't elite. You know, Triple G is not elite, and that was proven. He got exposed. I thought at the end of the fight, it almost turned into easy work. I had Jacobs winning like the last four or five rounds, you know, even though some people somehow gave Triple G the 12th round. I don't know what people are watching, you know, with there really being no like check boxes for professional fighting. It is what it is. You know, I can't really get mad at you for people saying, well, he was hitting him with the hard shots and, you know, the harder shots and like that, you know, okay, whatever. That's cool. But the dumbest thing that I've heard, and this is how I know people, when you tell me this shit, this is how I don't know, I know you don't know shit about boxing. Not you, Nino, just whoever says this. Mm-hmm. When they say, well, Jacobs got dropped and he didn't drop Triple G, so how did Triple G lose? Like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Because it's boxing, because it's round by round. So I can get knocked out the first two. I can get knocked down the first two rounds and whoop his ass the next 10 rounds, or not even whoop his ass, but win the rounds, and I win the fight. I don't even have to hurt him. Like, you can win a fight without hurting the guy. You can get hurt, not hurt a guy, and win a fight because it's boxing. It's round by round. It's not one complete fight. So, you know, if this was the streets, if this was a street fight and Danny Jacobs got knocked down and Triple G didn't, then maybe, yeah. And, you know, you could say that. But this ain't a street fight. This is round-by-round boxing. And I had Danny Jacobs winning. And like I said, you know, I guess the heavyweights today is, what, Wednesday the 23rd or something like that? The OTG from last week, which just came out yesterday, you know, so we're like a week behind. I picked Triple G to win by beating Jacobs up. He didn't do that. You know, Jacobs was standing in there taking the shots. At the end of the fight, he was taking the shots. The knockdown, I don't know. The knockdown was very, very funny. I want to hear what you think about that knockdown, because he hit him. He hit him again. And then, like, a second later, he fell. It's like they sort of bumped. But then when you watch it, they really didn't bump. Like, it was sort of weird. I guess he acknowledged the knockdown. He didn't really say nothing about it, so I gave it a knockdown. A lot of people said it was a phantom knockdown. I don't know what happened. But after that knockdown, I think Jacobs realized that Triple G couldn't hurt him. Gabby Rosado told us before that Triple G wasn't throwing shots like that, you know, that Peter Quillin was the hardest hitting guy in middleweights. So, you know, it just proves that he was all hype. Now, he's still good. And he's still good, and he still can break the records, and he still can win and be a title, and he still can make good fights. But he is not pound for pound top five fighter. Maybe you can give him top five, maybe, because he did win. He ain't number one. He ain't number two. He ain't number three, you know. And if Spence beats Brooks, he's definitely not number five. So, you know, it was a good fight, though. It was a good fight. I won't deny that. They gave us our money's worth, both fights, even Chocolatito getting his ass whooped. So
yeah, we'll talk about that later. Concerning the knockdown, yeah, I think that Jacobs was hurt. Maybe a little bit of a delayed reaction, something like that. Because as you could see, when he got up, he held on to the ropes for the 8 count. So if he wasn't hurt, then why would he hold on to the ropes? So he needed a little time there. But overall, I think Golovkin could hurt Jacobs, of course, but it didn't seem that he caught him with his best shots in the fight. So I don't know, maybe it was because Jacobs was so fast, but Golovkin never really landed his best punches. He didn't seem as accurate and as in his other fights. So he seemed to have a problem maybe with the athleticism of Jacobs. And yeah, also maybe the size, because Jacobs looked bigger in there.
Hey, Patty, Nino, remember when I came on there with Patty and he was doing all that loud talking and when I said, hey, this is the biggest guy he's fought, this guy's going to be a little bigger. No, they're the same size. You don't know what you're talking about. Remember all that shit?
Mm.
Now it comes out, you know, that you saw it, that it was a bigger guy. So, you know, I just want to point that out because Patty was doing a lot of shit talking. And, I know what, sometimes I do know what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah, Jacobs is the bigger guy, so he was probably close to 180 in there. And yeah, Golovkin 170, so you could see it a little bit in there. And yeah, I think that this was just maybe a couple of factors why Triple G didn't look good in that fight. Maybe he's slowing down, could be. He's 35 or close to 35, so might be a little past his prime, not sure. I mean, could also be because Jacobs is actually good and you don't always look that good against an other elite opponent. So yeah, I think the stock dropped of Golovkin, but I still had him winning the fight. I had Golovkin winning 4 of the first 6 rounds when he was walking Jacobs down with the jab. He was really connecting a lot with the jab and putting on the pressure. So after 6, I wasn't worried. I thought that he would break him down and that Jacobs would get weaker. But Jacobs got strong in the end, actually. And he won 4 of the last 6 rounds, in my opinion. Golovkin won, I think, 8 or 9. Not sure which round. And I gave him also the 12th round. Or either 7 or 12, I'm not sure. So he won 6 rounds or 7 rounds. More likely 6. And considering the knockdown, you got 114, 113, which one judge had. So, yeah, if a fight is that close, then you cannot really say, yeah, that guy got robbed or something like that. Because you got one swing round and the other guy wins, you know?
I mean, that's because you saw it like that. I saw him losing every round until he knocked Jacobs out. So, like, as far as points, like, I was just calling him out. And, you know, so I'm sitting around a lot of Kazakhstanians, right? And Nicaraguans. So I had Kazakhstanians and Nicaraguans. Nobody. So when I got up and shouted USA, so they're all chanting Nicaragua and everybody's chanting, like doing the Kazakhstan thing. They're all in like traditional, you know, their traditional like robes and hats. It was real cool. It's they, you know, which are, they were all just like Asian people, you know, they weren't really Russian. They were, I mean, yeah, they're all Asian people. But so when I screamed USA, nobody was screaming with me. So that's where I were. So I was counting it. I was counting every round. So when he knocked him out, I had it 4-2. Then I had Jacobs winning like maybe the next 2 rounds. That's how I had it at the fight. So then by the 6th and 7th round, I thought it was over. I thought the fight was over. I thought there was no way he could win. So when he called it out and then, you know, and you say, look at it when Jacobs had to hold the rope to get up, which makes sense. I didn't really see that. But I mean, I don't remember. I remember seeing it, but I didn't really take that into account. But you're right. There ain't no reason to hold that rope if you ain't hurt. So he definitely was hurt. So I'm not worried about that knockdown. But at the end of that fight, Triple G's head was down. His arms did not go up. Why? Because he knew he got that work. He knew it. Jabs don't count. Jabs ain't shit. He's just jabbing them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then I hit you with a hook. That evens it out. 3 jabs to a hook to the body. To me, that's even. Walking down, of course he's going to walk him down because that's all he can do. Triple G showed he's one-dimensional in there. Against an athlete, he couldn't do nothing but come forward because that's all he had. Triple G shows he's not an athlete. He's like a boxing nerd. Yes, he knows what he needs to do, but he got exposed to just not be elite because I don't think Jacobs is elite. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe Jacobs is on the rise and this is his peak and he's going to show us that he's elite. Then we can look back at it and say, okay, Triple G, that was a good fight. But at this point, I don't have Jacobs as an elite fighter.
Yeah, he's not yet. But it could also be maybe Jacobs being in his absolute prime, Golovkin slightly past his prime and having an off night, and that way you get a fight where Jacobs looks a little better than Golovkin, maybe.
Hey, also, Nino, I don't want to hear no more of this bullshit about Jacobs not weighing in for the IBF. Why? Because the week before, Lemieux did the same thing, right? Nobody said shit about that. But when it's a close fight with Triple G, oh, man, he didn't come in for the IBF day of. Well, y'all didn't say the same shit last week. Keep it consistent or shut the fuck up. Nobody cared about that. The rules in boxing now are you weigh in the day before. Everybody knows. I mean, yeah, the day before. Everybody knows that. So, you know, miss me with the IBF shit.
Yeah. I mean, WBC is something similar where you weigh in 30 days before the fight and you can be like 15 pounds over or something, or 10% or something like that.
Right, right.
So, depends on the organization. Yeah, so, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's going to be an immediate rematch. Most likely...
On whose side?
Golovkin is to blame, most likely. So, yeah, they're looking now at the WBO unification fight against Saunders for Kazakhstan for June. So, of course, I think there should be a rematch, so to settle the score, like in the Ward Kovalev fight. There should be an immediate rematch, and of course Saunders isn't even on the level where it can be an interesting fight. So yeah, unfortunately, Team Golovkin, K2, they think they won, and they don't want to do it again, risk it, and then maybe not get the Canelo fight, which is the ultimate goal. So they try to get the WBO title, and then make a complete unification fight or have all four titles on the line against Canelo in September. So
if he survives, if Canelo survives.
Yeah, if he does, yeah. It's also a question mark. But I think he is too fast for Junior, who'll just try to walk him down, but he doesn't have boxing skills. So if Canelo moves a little bit, he should outbox him. So that's the way Golovkin is probably going to go. Maybe Golden
Millie
Boy.
Billy Joe Saunders ain't gonna fight him.
No, cause he says now he wants to come to Kazakhstan. All that. Maybe.
And he was also talking about if the price is right. When anybody says if the price is right and they're not the A side, you know, then they don't want it.
Mm.
That's how I feel. Like if I'm like, yeah, I'll fight you if the price is right. Well, shit, if you go out there and whoop Triple G's ass, if you think you can, and you go do it, the price is gonna be right for the rest of your career.
Right.
You know, but I Billy Joe Saunders is a chump to me. And yeah, he'll probably get murdered in there by Triple G.
Yeah. I mean, at least we'd have a complete unification. That would be good. But of course, I don't care about the fight. And yeah, if the fight doesn't get made, will Golovkin rematch Jacobs and then risk the Canelo fight? Most likely not. So we're not going to see it. Maybe if he wins against Canelo, and then Jacobs picks up, I don't know, some interim title or has a good win, another good win, then we might get to see the fight in 2018. But by then, Golovkin will be even older, and I don't know. It's a risky fight for him, of course, fighting Jacobs again. So they know what they're up against. I mean, could he do better? I don't know. He's not going to be more athletic all of a sudden. So how will he try to put on the pressure against Jacobs, who is a good mover and can counter pretty good? So yeah, you think Golovkin can do any better against Jacobs, or is this the best he can do?
No, I don't think he can, because the confidence grew. Now you're gonna see a guy for 12 rounds with confidence, real confidence. Like it's nothing like the next time. It's gonna be worse because it got worse at the end. It wasn't like Triple G got tired. Jacobs got confidence. That's all it was. Jacobs started standing in there a little bit, a little longer. I'm going to stand in there a little longer and punch it out with you because I got this confidence. I'm faster than you. You can't knock me out. I got what, you know, I'm faster and you can't see me. So I don't think he's got what he has, But all respect to Triple G, I think he's a stand-up dude from all things accountable. Seems like he's a good guy. Now, he probably would give Jacobs the rematch.
Yeah.
But that's not the smart business. That's stupid business. Yeah. So they're not going to make it. But I can definitely see him beating Canelo and no matter what, giving Jacobs that rematch. I think that's the type of guy he is. You know, he seems, you know, because his head was down. Like, you know, I know people like to say if you lose, you should say you lose and all that shit. I don't think so. You know, if they give you the win, you go to win. It's money to be made. But like I said, Triple G, you know, he wasn't the happy Triple G, happy-go-lucky Triple G in there at the end. He tried to do it, but it wasn't. His fans were sitting there, like, telling me that they had to fight 51 to 49% Jacob. So I'm like, hey, you know, like, the fans were quiet. We saw it. Like, it's just like the Ward fight. Just like I don't think Kovalev could do it any better with Ward because that confidence, how he just shut down the crowd. Like, Jacobs... The crowd was there for a Triple G. There was so, but it was a lot of Jacobs fans, even though we was in New York, but the crowd was there for Triple G and it was getting silent. And then all of a sudden, the people could chant, like by the 10th round, we could chant USA. The first round, they wouldn't chant USA with me. Like we were being racist or, you know, or they didn't believe, you know, everybody else could chant theirs, but they wouldn't chant it. But around that 10th round, people were looking around, it was a little more lively. USA is being chanted. Let's go, Jacobs is being chanted. So, Triple G has no chance against Jacobs the next round, next fight, because Jacobs knows he can get him. Jacobs knows that he could beat Triple G, and I think Triple G does too. But Triple G will give him, will be a man and give him that rematch.
Hopefully,
but
yeah.
He might be too old by then.
Right. So, one thing I wanted to say too is Harold Lederman actually had to fight also 140 and 113 for Golovkin. And he loves himself some Jacobs, you know, because I think they're both from Brooklyn and he thinks very highly of Jacobs. So that's one thing also to consider. So I agree.
So he had it tied with the knockdown.
Right.
Right. You know, I can respect that. When I watch it, I gave him four rounds to see. There was close rounds, like the first round.
I gave it to Golovkin.
I gave it to Jacobs. And he probably did too. It was a close round. Jacobs landed the better power shots, but Triple G seemed to get a lot of jabs in, and he was walking them down. So I could understand that. I could see that. So, you know, then that leaves another round that y'all thought he won, you know. So was it a robbery? It wasn't an armed robbery, you know. It wasn't a robbery for a couple of million. I think he should have won. You know, I think it was, you know, but I'm not that mad anymore. When I watched it again, I'm not that mad anymore. But I was mad there.
Okay.
But I know my man Canelo, ooh, Canelo is smiling right now.
Yeah, think so. He fancies the job now.
He fancies. Hey, oh, and Triple G's got to take the $15 million. You didn't look good. You just only sold 150,000 pay-per-views in your best fight of your career. You taking this 15 million. I don't know if I said 1,000. You taking this 15 million and you shut up, boy. If you Canelo, that's what you tell Triple G. Triple Gifts. We're going to call him Gennady Gifts Golovkin from now on.
Yeah.
That's what the middle G stands for, Gifts. Danny Garcia got his ass whooped, so we're passing on to Gennady Gifts Golovkin.
Yeah, so it says 130,000 to 150,000 buys. Not confirmed yet, but it doesn't look so good.
Yeah, I gave 150, so, you know. I saw 150 to 200, maybe is what I saw. But, you know, that ain't shit. Chavez and Canelo might do, who knows what they're about to do.
A million.
Plus. You heard it here. Plus, it's about to be... All Mexicans are buying this. There's more than a million Mexicans in Houston.
Yeah. So, what did you think of the Chocolatito fight on the undercard?
Chocolatito. He had a lot of fans there, too. Chocolatito got his ass whooped. Chocolatito, he's too small, so his shots weren't hurting Baby Pacquiao. I don't even know what his name is right now. But I was calling him Baby Pacquiao. That boy was giving him the blues, man, but... And then Chocolatito would try to, like, the last minute, he would try to win the round with, like, good shots. It's like, why you ain't doing this shit the whole time? Like, he sort of looked flabby. I don't know. Chocolatito lost that one. I thought the Chocolatito won. I thought he lost, and I thought Golovkin lost worse than he did, you know. So that Asian guy was giving him the goods, though.
Yeah, early on especially.
And headbutting the shit out of him. Every time every time what's the Chocolatito tried to will get something, start getting some early, he just headbutt him. Boom.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was on purpose, but it probably was after the seventh time.
Yeah, the guy's name, I think, is actually Sorum Vishai or something like that. And yeah, he was really busting up Chocolatito early on. But I think that Chocolatito showed a lot of heart and he then turned the fight around, I think, in the later rounds. And I think he still managed to win a close decision. So yeah, I think that the judges were a little off in that one. So the other guy was running out a little bit of steam, and Chocolatito was still coming on, even though he's the smaller guy. And the guy, Asian guy, really had huge calves, really strong legs. He looked like
But Chocolatito was only coming on like the last 50 seconds. Like if you watch that again, he waited like to the end. It seemed like that every round, except maybe the last one. Every round to me.
Have you rewatched the fight?
No, I didn't rewatch that one.
Rewatch that one. Maybe it'll change your mind also a little bit.
Well, I had it close. I could have seen it either way. I don't think that one was a robbery, you know.
I think he should have won Chocolatito, so. But he might be too small against some of those guys.
Yeah, that guy was just walking through it like it wasn't nothing. Bombs. He sort of, now Chocolatito at the end was almost, it seemed like he was hurting him at the end. Or the guy got too tired, but you're right, he did start coming on at the end, but I was too little too late.
Maybe.
I don't know if he was, I say he wasn't in shape, but at the, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he wasn't fighting all around.
Yeah, also the cut maybe was a factor.
Maybe. I don't know. If something was off, and you know, and he was off last fight. We also got to remember he didn't look good whoever the hell he fought last fight. I think we're having the same discussion. You know, so I don't know. I think his reign is over. Well, it is over because he's out the top five.
Yeah, they might. I mean, he didn't look really, really like the pound for pound number one guy in there. No. So. Yeah.
So that's
rematch. Probably there'll be a rematch.
Oh yeah. I mean, the champion lost.
So yeah.
I'll be a rematch.
That will be a good fight also. So moving on now to news. There's actually some heavyweight news. Adrian Granat got stopped in his fight against Dmytrenko. Maybe a little surprising. So a lot of people were high on Granat. I mean, I held out my judgment. I said, depends on how good he looks against a guy like Dmytrenko. That would probably indicate whether he's ready for guys like Dillian White, Chisora, and all that. And the other jury came out and said, no, he got stopped by Dmytrenko in one round. He just got caught by a huge right hand, dropped, and he wasn't the same after that. And yeah, Dmytrenko just finished him off. And Granat back to the drawing board. I don't think he can make it if he gets stopped by Dmytrenko, who really got demolished by Joseph Parker and lost a couple of other fights too. Don't think it's looking good for you. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I checked that out. Well, I didn't watch it. I read about it. It wasn't, yeah. Like I said last time, he should have beat him if he's an up-and-coming guy. He's not up and coming. He lost to, the gatekeeper. He lost to a gatekeeper. When you lose to the gatekeeper, you're not good. So that's the Swedish guy. He's one down. That's one gun down.
Yeah, they'll try to build him up slowly again, but I don't think he can make it to the highest level.
He's a young dude. Yeah,
he's young.
He's a young dude. So he's still got time, but right. Yeah, he's all the way back down to zero.
Yeah.
You lose to the gatekeeper, you're starting over. So, you know, and you got slept. So, a KO. Not a TKO, a KO.
Yeah, I think it was TKO, not sure. But he was out, so he couldn't have gone on. Then another heavyweight topic is Kurat Pulev fighting against Kingpin Johnson, actually. Who knew Kingpin Johnson was still fighting in Bulgaria? On April 28th. So not a bullshit opponent for Kurat Pulev. So he was fighting Sam Peter last time out. And then now he fights Kingpin Johnson, who got demolished by Anthony Joshua in two rounds. So what do you think about this type of matchmaking by Saarland?
You know, I guess they're trying to get Pula back in the mix, you know. So they're trying to put him up against baby bums. I think Kevin Johnson are just at least coming off a win.
Yeah, against the absolute bum.
Yeah, real bum. So, yeah, so, and, the, you know, they're building him up. They're trying to make him, you know, they're trying to put him back on the scene. Pulev, I think he's only got a few losses. And
one loss.
Yeah, one loss. That was, he got slept by Klitschko then. Asleep by Klitschko. So, you know, he's got, they're just trying to build him up and try to get him a big fight for the big money. You know, I guess that's good matchmaking. I'm not mad at that. Let's see what he does next. It's a dangerous game, man. You know, he's already got one loss. You got to be careful. You already got one sleepage, right? He got slept, correct? So
it's Klitschko, yeah.
Yeah, KO. So,
right.
You know, I'm not mad at it. You know, I don't get mad, you know. He's not a champion. He's not a, you know, he's not upper range right now. And so we'll see what he does next time. He fought Sam Peters, which is a bum. He fought this guy, which is, you know, which was sort of, he's not all the way a bum. You know, he only got knocked out one time. That was against, you know, the best heavyweight, top one or two heavyweights in the game right now. So it is what it is. So I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I think he should fight better guys considering he's the IBF number one and he should be the mandatory pretty soon. So he should fight better guys than Kevin Johnson.
Well, he ain't the mandatory yet. Whenever, so he should be the mandatory, and then I think that's what they're trying to do, get that mandatory fight.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at it. We'll see what he does next.
Right.
I like, you know, you can get two fights. I stay consistent. You can get two fights with me, two bum fights, if you're trying to do your thing.
Yeah.
Even though it hasn't, you know.
And coming up, we got this weekend the rematch between Jorge Linares and Anthony Crawler, taking place in Great Britain, Manchester actually. So first fight was pretty entertaining. Linares won, I think, in the end pretty clearly. And Crawler gave him a good fight, but I think he was a little outclassed. But he is a gritty guy. So yeah, what do you expect from the rematch, Linares versus Crawler?
Same thing. Linares is pretty good. I think it's gonna be the same fight. Like I said, I think he's probably a couple of levels, you know, above Corrales, whatever his
Crawler
name is. Crawler. So I think he's a couple of levels above him. It's going to be the same thing. That fight just happened not
too long ago. September.
Yeah, 6 months ago. So I don't see anything changing. But it was a good fight. So, you know, I'm not mad at it. Give a guy, he thought he did good. So give him a rematch. Ain't really much going on in that lightweight division anyway, so it'll be all
right. Right.
But same thing. I see the same thing happening.
Okay.
Unanimous decision.
Yeah, I also think that Linares is probably going to win. I mean, he's a far superior boxer. And, Crawler will try to put on the pressure, which he did in the first half of the fight. But I think overall, Linares should get the win. I hope he doesn't get cut or something like that again, because he doesn't react the best being cut, and he's very prone to cuts. So, yeah, I expect good competitive fight, but, yeah, I think Linares will take it. I hope the decision will be fair. And, we get to see Linares against some other good guys, like maybe Mikey Garcia or something. I guess that pretty much covers it. And Willow, I want to thank you for coming on the show, wrapping up a lot of important stuff.
Oh yeah, appreciate it, man. Like always, good to be on. Like I said last time at the beginning, great meeting the guys out there. Next time maybe I'll catch you. And yeah, we'll talk. Hopefully this doesn't come out in 3 weeks and my Linares pick won't be old news. You know, I was hoping that the other one just didn't come out so I can act like I picked Jacobs the whole time. So, you know, but appreciate it, Nino, as always, man.
All right. And of course, stay tuned, follow the OTG Facebook group and check out where there's going to be a new show on Sunday. And be sure to tune in next week to OTG Heavyweights.